Hello.
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 Welcome to Solidly Blessed Podcast, hosted by me, Jesse.
And myself, Mimi.
Where we talk about family, finances, and marriage. We call it FFM. Stick around and prayerfully you will catch nuggets that you can use in your family, finances, and marriage. All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there, good people. Welcome to this week's episode of
Solidly Blessed Podcast.
I'm Jesse.
And I'm Mimi.
All right, on this week, we have decided to talk about a situation that is near and dear to our heart. And basically, that's making sure that if you have had to put your family members in assisted living or any place like that, making sure that you at least go and check on them on a regular basis, because we have a story basically to share with you guys about, basically it's a continuation of last week's episode.
Right.
So do you want to start it off?
Yes. Yes. You all know that Jesse's father he's in an assisted living home, and one of the workers there had I guess she was having a bad day, or she always has bad days.
According to him,
but he was saying that she basically don't want to be there, and she was mistreating him. Yes, I was going to say what
yeah,
she said.
So basically, so this particular worker is being basically
abusive. Well, not abusive, but nasty. Emotional.
Yes,
abuse.
Nasty.
Yes.
Bad attitude.
You know.
So
yeah.
If you're in that type of work,
yes,
then I think in life it goes back to something that I always say, and that's if you treat people how you would like to be treated, how much better off we would be.
Right.
So basically the situation is the lady didn't want to help him with the situation, and she was just being mean
really
and
nasty.
Basically he said that she kind of was jerking him around, right? And he already has problems
with his
hip
and everything. Yeah.
And he's 89 years old. So he brought it to our attention. And so when we got ready to leave on that Monday morning to come back, the other nurse, one of the other nurses was in there, and we struck up a conversation with her. And she said that basically she had been there for 30 years. And that nobody should be treated that way.
Such way, yes.
Now, let me correct that. She said that she's been doing that type of work for 30 years. I don't know whether she's been to this particular place for 30 years, but she's been doing that kind of work for 30 years. So basically, she was telling us that even if you had a bad day, or if you have a bad day, that you shouldn't take it out on the people that you're working with.
The elderly.
Yes, on the people that you're working with.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the situation that we have is that the lady or the nurse or whatever she was, nurse's aide, I don't know what they're called.
I think she was like an aide.
Yeah, so basically she was having a bad day, or according to my dad, she continues to have a bad day. So it's not just that one situation.
Exactly.
So when we brought it up to the lady, I'm not going to say her name. I know what her name is.
Right.
But when we brought it up to her, she basically said that that is a no-no.
Exactly.
And that it shouldn't be happening. Right? And usually when we go to South Carolina, and then when we're on the way back, we normally like to leave early in the morning mm-hmm. to actually get back. But with this particular situation going on, we actually didn't leave until like 10 something mm-hmm. That morning. Mm-hmm. So the lady basically told us that they were in directors or they had a meeting, but after the meeting that she was going to bring the supervisor down there and talk to him or whatever. And so with us being 6.5-7 hours away, we didn't stay because it was already like 10 something, but one of my other siblings was supposed to follow up on it, and I haven't heard anything back on that particular situation yet. But I guess the moral of this story is, I don't care what profession it is that you're doing, if you remember to treat everybody how you would like to be treated, how much better would it be?
Yes, so, and then plus, you know, you're dealing with elderly, and then they don't want to be in there.
Correct. Yes.
And to get treated like that, that's like mental abuse.
Yes. Yes, it is.
She was talking to him.
Yes. And
you don't want to be in there anyway.
Yeah. And we can't have that, right? Mm-mm. So if we all just keep on living, one day we might get old too. You know? So you got to remember that too. You aren't always going to be young, you know? Yes, and being able to, hopefully, God willing, you are able to take care of yourself until you actually leave this earth. Because even with that, we are all just passing through. You know, none of us have come here to stay. So we have to think about more than just ourselves, right? So how else could we, or how else do you handle a situation like that, where you have someone who is in a facility but not really able to take care of themselves anymore, but yet they're saying that this person is being mean or whatever to them?
Yes, well, to be in that situation, you know, in an assisted living, you know, sometimes the people, you know, they have dementia or whatever, but your father, his mind is short.
Yes, short.
So that
still
makes
short.
It, you know, that really makes it bad when you have someone, a worker coming in, don't want to do their job. He don't want to be there.
Correct.
And of course, if he could take care of himself, he would. He would be home.
Yes.
You know, so.
Yes. So I guess my thing is, once again, that if you do have to put someone in a situation like that, that you at least go by and check on them at different times, you know, not just in the daytime, but you have to go at night. Yeah, kind of do like pop-up visitations or whatever,
but their visitations
to make sure that they're being taken care of. What was that?
But that particular place visitation ends at what, 8?
8 p.m. Yeah, so I guess it's 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. at that particular place. And so if you remember also, now, of course, we can't get down there as much as the other people in the family because they are a lot closer, maybe 30 minutes to 45 minutes to an hour away. And he does have some granddaughters that live like 5 or 10 minutes away.
And they're always checking on him.
Yes.
Taking him food.
Yes. So they're always checking on him. But the one lady that we talked to, the nurse or the nurse's aide on that morning, you know, she was like, well, I appreciate you guys for stopping in and checking on him because I guess that some of the people in there, the families just leave them there and don't check
on them. But you remember, like that Sunday, we got caught up at Mom's house, right?
Yes.
I'm glad we did get caught up at Mom's house because we would not, we would not have taken care of that, you know, about, you know, the man, the lady and the way he was, the worker.
Yes.
The way she was treating him.
Yes.
That's when he told us.
Yes, correct. Yeah, so, and I think that that Saturday, he kind of mentioned it to me and my siblings on that Saturday also.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the siblings said that he was actually going to talk to the lady first, you know, because she may have been having a bad day. And then if it happened again, then he was going to basically talk to her supervisor or whatever. But I'm of the mindset now that I'm glad that it happened. I guess I'm glad that he told us
about it again in detail.
On Monday,
yeah,
you know,
mm-hmm.
and so I was like, I don't think this is something that mm-hmm.
that needs to
that
be,
he yeah. should have to talk to her about,
right?
And so we decided to talk to this other nurse, mm-hmm. and she said that she was going to make sure that it was going to be taken care of,
mm-hmm.
and I guess they have had problems with this person
in the past, yes,
right?
Because she said, I bet.
She knows who it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So if you're in that type of work,
mm-hmm. and you don't
or whatever your
work.
Job is,
yeah.
and if you don't want to do that job,
or find another,
line of work. You know, if that's not your cup of tea, if that's not what you want to do,
mm-hmm.
right? And I'm not. So everybody, there's something out there for everybody mm-hmm. to do. But if you have said that your job is to take care of people,
mm-hmm.
you know, who basically can't help themselves
caregivers.
Anymore, mm-hmm. or you've said that you wanted to be a caregiver, then you should be a caregiver,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you should do. You
yeah.
should take care of the people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm a little frustrated with, that whole setup. And the person not doing what they supposed to do. And then I think my dad made the comment of he feels as if the person treats their dog better than they're treating him.
That's bad treatment right there.
Yes,
think
right?
Like that.
And that's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
He said
he
that.
He did
yeah.
say that.
So we have to do better. And when I say we, like I said, no matter what your job is, I don't care what it is. You
mm-hmm.
can be
the best at what you do.
The best at
yes.
whatever it is
mm-hmm.
that you do. Whatever it is that is paying you a paycheck,
mm-hmm.
then don't just go there and take the people money,
exactly.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Do the job to the best of your ability. And I think that will carry you a long ways,
mm-hmm.
no matter whether you're the
custodian or
sweeper
mm-hmm.
or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. If you're the person who's in charge of picking up trash
right.
on the side of the road,
mm-hmm.
or if you're the doctor
mm-hmm.
That have signed your agreement to say that you would do whatever it is to take care of patients or whatever,
mm-hmm.
to give them the best treatment or the best care that you can give,
yeah.
whatever it is, you have to do that to the best
yeah.
of your ability.
And if you don't like it, change it. And it's just, and it is that simple.
Yeah, it is that simple.
You don't like it, change it.
Yeah, because that is not just a job for anyone.
Right.
It takes a special person.
It really does to take care
to
of someone
do
else.
That job.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess my thing is, you know, with our show, it's all about family, finance, and marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And when you were growing up and you're a young person or whatever, I never thought that I would see my dad in this particular
mm-hmm.
way
mm-hmm.
or in this situation. You know, and like I told the one lady, I left home when I was 18 years old,
mm-hmm.
you know. So
and I haven't lived at home in a long time. I mean, a very long time, you know. But we do go back from time to time to visit. But I never thought that I would see this, you know. I never thought that we would have to go through this. So 2020 hindsight, could we have been prepared better? That's a possibility, that you could have been prepared better by looking back at it. I mean, we brought our house when we were young, but I could have gotten a house with a downstairs full bath. You know what I'm saying?
We say that.
Like a master bedroom downstairs or something like that?
Yeah, and we said that, and I was even thinking about, you know, putting them in the living room, but we don't have like a full bath down here, you know, downstairs. But would he have
come? Yeah, that's another thing
too. That's the thing.
Because he's been living in South Carolina for 89 years.
Yeah. And he wants to go back home.
Yes, and he wants to go back home, and he's telling them that he's going back home. And the nurse said that, hey, if you get your strength and everything back up, then you will be able to go back home. And who knows what God has in store. Go ahead.
Yes, that's what she was saying, that that's what she wants for her patients. They don't have to just come here and
go to sleep, is what she said. Those were her exact words, that they don't have to come there and just go to sleep. And what she's talking about with going to sleep is basically they're just going to pass away in the facility. So her goal is to
strengthen, you know,
to help them get their strength back so that they can be able to get back home.
Because I believe in most cases, your mind, if your mind is strong enough, your body, therefore your body can, you know, your body can follow your mind. Your mind is a strong muscle.
Yes.
That's the strongest muscle.
Yes.
In your body.
Yes. And for someone who has been living in the same state for 89 years, in the same house about 40 something years, that is tough.
And,
you know,
and it's not like it's a mansion. Home is home.
Yes, and that's
Care. That's his home.
Correct.
Don't care. Exactly. Home is home.
Yes, and
you know,
he's saying that, you know, that's what he wants to do, but you know, like we told him, is if he gets his strength back, then there isn't or shouldn't be a problem for him to do that. But he can't go.
He can't
back
get up
down there
by himself.
By himself now without having the strength. And, you know, he's 89, so God bless him, you know. So that's a long life, you know, because the Bible says what? That 70 plus 10,
right?
So 80. So he's, you know, he's on up there.
Like the lady said that came in and the laundry lady. When we were there,
yes,
she said anything after 70 is God's time.
Yes, yes,
she said
that's a plus, right? That is
a plus. Yeah.
So who knows? I mean, God can do anything. Mm-hmm. So
and then he has a sister that's older than he is.
Yes,
but see, she lives with her
daughter. Yes,
so that makes a big difference. You
yes,
know, you have someone
yes.
there with you.
Yes,
and her daughter was saying that, you know, they have a schedule and they talk until they go to sleep or whatever. But that having that,
yeah,
that
and she's
someone to talk to
92.
And, yeah, she's 92.
Yes, yep, she's 92.
And
so
he's 89.
So there's some longevity.
Yeah,
there. So
yeah,
you know, hey, you, who knows?
Grandmother.
Yeah, that's right.
Like
so,
that.
Yeah, you don't know. I guess what I'm trying to say is you don't know the road that you're going to have to bear before you leave here.
Exactly. And then plus,
so do the best you can do.
Yes. Plus, whatever you sow, you're gonna reap.
Yes.
So don't think that, you know, God sees everything. So
yes.
Don't think you're getting away with it.
Yes. And you can't hide from God.
Mm-mm, can't
you
hide
know?
From God. People think that they can hide from God, but
or they think that they are not going to get old.
Exactly.
You know, so, hey, be prepared because we're all getting older.
And you don't
you know,
have
unless
to be...
you leave here prematurely mm-hmm. or whatever.
You don't have
and
to...
who's to say how long between that dash, your born date and your death date? Mm-hmm. You know, nobody knows. We don't know.
That's right.
So do the best that you can do. And what was you getting ready to
you
say?
You don't have to be old to be sick. Now, I'm not saying that I'm not don't yes. want anybody to get sick.
Correct.
Know?
Yes.
But, you know, some there's young people that are sick.
Yeah,
and
well,
in homes and stuff.
Yeah, well, that's why
younger than,
that's where prayer and stuff come in at, mm-hmm. you know.
And then plus,
and what do we always say? Do the best that you can do. Right? Yep, and the rest you have to leave up to God.
That's right.
That's all you can do. Mm-hmm. If you know you don't supposed to be eating all kind of crap or whatever, mm-hmm. and you still doing it, then hey, that's on you.
Yeah.
Yes. So you gotta do the best that you can do.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then there's things that you don't have to go to a gym. There's outside.
Yeah.
There's YouTube.
Yeah.
There's exercises all on YouTube.
Yeah.
Keyed in.
Like I said, you can just do the
nutrition.
Best that you can do.
Exactly.
Yeah, do the best you can do. If you know it's something that you don't supposed to be eating and you still eating it, then, hey, that's on you. That's all I can say.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But yeah, so once again, if you got family members that are in assisted living facilities,
mm-hmm.
make sure that you are going by to check on mm-hmm. them, you know? And if you're in another state, just get down there when you can. I know gas and stuff is high, but you just got to do the best that you can do,
mm-hmm.
you know. And maybe every 3 or 4 months or whatever it is, you try to get down there to visit
mm-hmm.
them or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got anything else?
Or either, you know, you can call. If you can't get down there, you can call the people that's there, you know, just to check up on
yes,
them.
Yes, yes.
You know, just say, you know, who's his nurse or whoever takes, who's taking care of him or whatever.
Yes. And like in my dad's situation,
like
he still has his flip phone that he uses. And so with the flip phone, he don't get text or anything like that, but he can make calls and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. So he calls quite often.
Which is good. That's,
right?
That's a
so
good
that's
thing.
A good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, hey, once again, we can all do better. Once whatever your job is, do the job to the best of your ability. And
exactly.
if it is taking care of people, do your job. Take
mm-hmm.
care of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I got to say about mm-hmm. it. Well, good people, that's our time for this week. We'd like to thank you guys for joining us. Make sure that you come back on next week. And bring a friend with you. We love
you.
And there's nothing
you
can
do
about
it.
I'm Jesse.
And I'm Mimi.
We'll be praying for you. Peace and blessings.
Until
next time. Peace.
Thank you for joining us for this episode at Silently Blessed Podcast. Remember, if you would like to connect with us,
hit us up at silentlyblessedmedia@gmail.com. 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 One word, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube channel, Instagram. Just search Silently Blessed Media, LLC. Twitter, just search Silently Blessed. We love you,
and
there's
nothing
you
can
do
about
it. Peace and blessings. Until
next
time, don't forget to subscribe
and like.
This episode was produced by Silently Blessed Media, LLC.
All rights reserved to Silently Blessed Media, LLC.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Mimi.
Be blessed, my brother.
And my sister.
Peace.